inspection robot, Quirrenbach said, a machine for wriggling along the pipe, checking for leaks, weak spots, that kind of thing. Now it's, well, you figure it out. A transportation system. I studied it myself, wondering what were the chances of riding it and surviving. Clever, I give you that. Well, how long will it take to go where it goes? I've ridden it once, Quirrenbach said. It wasn't any picnic. You didn't answer my question. An hour or two to get down below the mist layer, same time to come back. I don't advise that you spend too long when you get there. Fine, I'm not planning to. Will I pass for someone in the know if I take this thing down? He eyed me over. Only people in the know arrive via this route. With Vadim's coat, you'll pass for a supplier, or at least someone in the loop, provided you don't open your mouth too much. Just tell whoever meets you that you've come to see Gideon. Sounds like it couldn't be easier. Or you'll manage. A monkey could run the machine. Sorry. No offense intended. Quirrenbach smiled quickly and nervously. Look, it's easy. You won't have any trouble telling when you've arrived. No, I said, especially as you're coming along for the ride. Bad move, Tanner, bad move. Quirrenbach started looking around for moral support. Tanner's right, Zebra said, shrugging. It would make a kind of sense. But I've never been close to Gideon. They won't necessarily take me any more seriously than they take Tanner. What am I supposed to say when they ask why we're there? Zebra glared at him. Improvise, you spineless little shit. Say you heard some rumors about Gideon's health and you wanted to check them out for yourself. Say there are stories about the quality of the final product reaching the streets. It'll work. It's the same kind of story that got my sister close to Gideon, after all. You've no idea whether she got close at all. Well, just do your best, Quirrenbach. I'm sure Tanner will be there to give you all the moral support you need. I'm not doing it. Zebra waved her gun towards him. Want a rethink? He looked down the barrel of the gun, then at Zebra. His lips pursed. Damn you as well, Tarin. Consider your bridges well and truly burnt, as far as our professional relationship is concerned. Just get in the machine, will you? I turned to Zebra and Chantrell. Take care. I don't think you'll be in any danger here, but keep an eye out in any case. I expect to be back within a few hours. Can you wait that long? Zebra nodded. I could, but I'm not planning to. There's enough room in that thing for three of us, if Chantrell can hold the fort back here. Chantrell shrugged. Can't say I'm exactly looking forward to spending a few hours up here on my own, but I think I'd rather be here than down there. I guess this is one you owe to your sister? Zebra nodded. She'd have done the same for me, I think. Way to go. I just hope the trip's worth it. I spoke to Chantrell now. Don't put yourself in any more danger than necessary. We can find our own way out of here if we have to, so if anything happens, you know where the car's parked. Don't worry about me, Tanner. Just take care of yourself. It's a habit of mine. I slapped Quirrenbach on the shoulder with all the hearty bonhomie I'd have liked to have felt. Well, are you ready? You never know. You might be inspired on the way down. Something even more depressing than normal. He looked at me grimly. Let's get this over with, Tanner. Despite what Zebra had said, there was barely room for two people in the inspection robot, and it was a painful squeeze to accommodate a third. But Zebra's articulation was not fully human, and she had an uncanny ability to fold herself into what space remained, even if the process caused her some